Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Tuesday, December 7, 2010. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, do you remember just a little over a week ago we were talking about Eric Schmidt, you know, Google CEO, not really knowing Schmidt? Well, this only proves it. Guess what? Here comes the Google Nexus S phone. Yes, finally. It is confirmed. It's coming actually to the UK December 20th with a pre-order date of December 16th, and it's going to be running on that nice, warm, fuzzy gingerbread Android 2.3 software. Now, this phone looks really, really cool. It's got a 4-inch super touchscreen, 800 by 480 WVGA resolution. It's got a 5-megapixel camera. It's running on the Samsung Hummingbird 1 GHz processor, and according to Samsung, the phone comes with 16 gigabytes of internal storage. I know what I want for Christmas now. How about you? Speaking of Google and all things Android, guess what? Yes, gingerbread. It's now fully done. It's out of the oven and 2.3 is here. And we're going to be seeing a lot of nice new features, actually, in the new software. We're going to see an improved copy and paste, which is nice. What else are we going to be seeing? A new, nicely redesigned user interface and better battery life. I tell you what, I mean, gingerbread and Christmas, it just goes so much together. I know what you're sitting there thinking, now when's 2.3 coming to me? Well, we don't really know when it's coming to you, to most Android phones. That is the bad thing about Android. We are hearing, though, from Google that gingerbread will probably be coming to the Nexus One, yeah, remember that phone, in the next few weeks. So to me, if you want the full Android experience and you want your updates right away, the Nexus series seems to be the one to go with. And for our last piece of Google news, now I know everything is Google today. Well, Google has launched their e-book store called Google Editions. And, you know, it makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, with the such success of the Amazon Kindle, plus Google's ongoing project to digitize every book, it kind of makes sense to get into the ebook business. Now, this thing is only launching in the U.S. for right now. And I have to say, there's not much difference from what we're seeing between this and Amazon and iTunes. And the pricing seems to be pretty much the same. However, though, you are going to be able to find and buy some DRM-free books over at the Google Editions ebook store. So that's kind of nice. You know, all of this Google talk kind of makes me think Google Music. Remember they're going to get in the music business? Google, where the heck is the music store? Well, with all the Google news, you wouldn't think there's any Apple news today, would you? Well, contraire, mon frère. That's right, we got a rumor for you. iOS 4.3 might be arriving this Thursday, and what it's going to be doing is supporting subscription billing, which will allow content providers to charge weekly and monthly and even annually subscriptions for their magazines. So it seems that Jobs got in the last lap once again. Ha ha ha, take that, Google. The FBI has charged a 23-year-old Russian male in conjunction with a Mega D spam bot investigation. Now, this is after two people have actually previously been charged with the felony of conspiracy for the spam assault, but they're pointing the finger over there saying, man, it ain't us, it's this guy right over here. So, they're pointing it on over to the Russian guy. And what's funny about this is the Mega D spam bot was actually shut down last year, but now it's up and running again, although not quite as bad as it was. What I find hilarious about this article is that the two people that were previously charged were actually caught selling fake Rolex watches. Huh, who knew? Spam and fake Rolex watches go together. Consumer Reports over in the U.S. are giving AT&T the lowest U.S. carrier ranking. Well, imagine that. Now, the survey has actually covered around 58,000 Consumer Reports subscribers. Over half of the respondents who used AT&T used the iPhone when taking the survey. And according to Consumer Reports, iPhone users were less satisfied with AT&T than other users with different phones. So what does this tell us? Well, pretty much what we knew from the beginning. AT&T sucks. Well, it looks like Mr. Zuckerberg has been tinkering with the Facebook interface once again. And now he has redesigned some profile pages. Now, some of the changes include a clustered listing of biographical information under the username at the top of the page, including details such as a person's job, hometown, relationship status, the college they went to, some languages that they speak, probably even more details such as credit card information, maybe even social security number. Who knows what this is going to list, but we do probably know that with changes with Facebook come some new privacy issues. Here's an interesting statistic from our folks over at ESPN. Yeah, you know, ESPN. You get ESPN. I have ESPN. I know exactly what you're thinking. No. ESPN, the channel. Anyways, they're saying that only 0.11% of households have actually cut the cord, meaning cut the cord to their satellite or cable provider. Now, it turns out of the 11% of people that cut the cord were actually middle-aged, middle-income households and persons who are non- or light streamers, meaning streaming content from the internet. Now, the ones that did cut the cord are actually likely to be recession-challenged households making hard choices about their expenses. Oh, is that right, ESPN? Is that what you think of your subscribers? Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do more than cut the cord. I'll throw my cable box at you. And finally, get Santa here on the line so he can give us our crap for Christmas for today.
Hello, Carl.
Yeah, hi. Yes.
Anyway, sorry, I'm a bit busty, but I'm on the old hands-free.
Ah.
Yeah, flying around, doing a bit of a training run with the fellas.
Ah, sounds good.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm near your place anyway in a minute.
Oh, so, cool.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Santa, I can hear you.
Bloody Selmer, hello?
I can hear you, Santa.
Oh, fucker.
Oh, God. Santa must be on AT&T. Yeah, let's try and get him back. I'm on, Santa.
Hi, hello again, Carl.
Yes.
Anyway, so let's go. I've got
okay.
my crap for Christmas for you.
All right.
It's a fantastic thing. It's called Slow Down, and it's a new application in the iTunes store. What it does is it gives you all your songs that you love playing, but then it just slows you down if you're going too fast, and your music becomes unlistenable. Absolutely marvelous. The only problem is I fly so bloody fast that it's never on. Yeah, it's free as well. So, yeah, you'll love it. Free, absolutely. Listen, Carl. I'm just about to fly over your place. I've got the dongle in the back book air.
Ah.
Yes. I just thought you'd like to know.
Ah.
I've got 25 megabits a second.
Very funny. Always making fun of my internet here.
Ho, bloody ho, Carl.
Yeah. Ho, bloody ho to you too, Santa. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can also follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Vimeo, and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. Now, we'll be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the past 24 hours of tech news. So until then, have a great day, and thanks for listening.